depends on whether or not he's following the regulations on the basis of which he was dismissed in terms of everything, the period within which he is supposed to appeal or challenge or review and so on and so forth. And then if everything is in terms of the rules and regulations, I suppose the court can make a decision on that. Otherwise, what might happen is that they will simply dismiss it on a technicality. Unfortunately, I don't have the full statement or the full detail of what exactly happened. This case obviously will be heard, and then based on the papers that are filed by the parties, the court can make a decision.
In such cases where somebody pays an admission of a guilt fine, doesn't it complicate everything?
If you pay an admission of guilt fine, it means that it becomes difficult for you to then challenge what sort of evidence in a civil matter, like a misconduct matter, because the proof in a criminal matter where you've admitted guilt is proof beyond reasonable doubt. And in a civil matter like misconduct, it's just on a balance of probabilities. And obviously, if you have admitted guilt in a criminal matter, that can easily be used as evidence in a misconduct matter. And it will be very difficult for him to challenge that when you have admitted guilt on the criminal side. Because that will be used as evidence against him. He admitted. So he is admitted he committed an offense.